Welcome to Mama Prays, the podcast for Catholic moms pursuing holiness. These stories are simply reminders that no matter how messy or mundane, every moment of motherhood is holy ground.
I hate you. I hate you, my daughter screams from behind her door. Her words cut me, but this is hardly the first tantrum that we've weathered. I stand outside, deaf to the sound of kicks and screams. They used to break me inside. Familiarity has numbed their sting. Let me out! She punctuates every word with a pound of her fist against the door. This is her mantra, her fit of rage. I listen, but I don't respond. In her anger, she has forgotten the truth. I am waiting for her outside. The door isn't locked. If she chose, she could walk back into my arms at any time. Instead, my prodigal daughter sits and stews in fumes of her own fury. This is where I vacillate as a parent. I waver between wanting to toe the line of hard justice and wanting to embrace her with arms of mercy. I want her to learn her lesson, to have the discipline to calm down and sort through her feelings and transgressions in a productive way. I want her to seek reconciliation. At the same time, I feel for her. I know the paralysis of the fear of rejection, even as an adult woman. I want to reach in, salve her pain, and help her breathe again. On this day, when the screaming quiets, I walk through her door and scoop her up. Today, her hands do not push me away. Today, she crumbles against me. The stiffness of fear and anger are gone. Her tiny hands clasp around my neck as she lets her head fall against my chest. When she's through soaking up affection and reassurance, she is ready to take my hand and walk out of her room. No, the door was never locked. Still, she needed a tangible sign to walk back through it. This is the gift of confession, the tangible sign of the grace God offers us. We're never locked out, but sometimes we allow ourselves to be locked in by our own fears and shame. We let Satan twist us up on ourselves, sometimes so much that we blame God for the isolation we feel. We convince others that it isn't even us who have done wrong. God is unfair, his rules are outdated, we ignore him, we pretend not to be hurt by consuming the things we know will consume us. We build our own prison walls and then rail against God when we realize how trapped we've become. There's an old tale of monkey trapping in which a small piece of fruit is placed in a vessel with a long, narrow neck. The neck is large enough for a small fruit to fit down it, but small enough that the opening becomes too tight for the fruit to be withdrawn once the monkey reaches in and wraps his hands around it. There's nothing stopping the monkey from releasing the fruit and walking away. He remains trapped only as long as he refuses to let go of the fruit. We imprison ourselves with our unwillingness to let go. We are trapped by the illusion of being trapped, locked in only because we are unwilling to try the handle and walk out of the darkness. Many times, freedom is not this easy and our pain is not something we can simply walk away from. But sometimes it is. If you want to get this and other resources for Catholic moms pursuing holiness sent directly to your inbox, sign up at mamapraise.substack.com. You can also follow or subscribe in your podcast app for weekly notifications. If you love these reflections, please leave a review or share with a mom who's right there along with us on this road to holiness. God bless.